The Pod Couple, original podcast.
Have you ever had a donkey?
No, I normally go for a bit of roast beef.
Sorry. Edit.
The Pod Couple with Andy Mack and Guy Jogo.
Hang on a minute.
Ah, sorry. That was a big yawn.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hello.
Hello there.
Welcome
How
again.
You doing? How
I'm
you
all
doing?
Right. Some nice weather for a change.
I know. The sun's out. I think I'm meant to live somewhere abroad, the way I am with the sun. I just feel, unless it's everyone, I just feel completely different. I think I should live in, like,
what?
That place beginning with a coast.
A coast?
You'll know. It's...
I know what you mean.
Amalfi? Amalfi, is it?
I don't know.
I could have just said Rome, couldn't I?
That would...
I'm tired.
Oh, that's okay. So let's start with the Facebook question, this week's question.
I think I failed again, to be fair. I think I might let you do the Facebook question next week. I thought this was going to be a good one, but we seem to get... Everybody was saying doing the same answer, basically. But the question was, our Facebook question to our lovely listeners was, what's the most absurd piece of advice you've ever received and did you follow it?
Mm-hmm.
But everyone was... You see, Berna Cross, lovely Berna, up near Southport there. Now, she's put, a friend told me not to get married, but I took no notice of him and got married. So she didn't really take the advice, but then later realised she should have listened to him and not got married. As you'll have seen, if you go through it, we've got the same answer.
About don't get married?
Yeah. Graham A. Taylor, don't get married. Justin Hartley, get married, it will be sound. He obviously took the advice, mm-hmm. It wasn't. It's like, the love is lost in the world. What's going on?
So, we need to change the question then, I think.
I thought it would be, because my answer is obviously not that. My answer is down to you, to be honest.
What?
Like,
what?
Taking your advice. Well, you told me to go ahead with me Elephant Reality TV show. That was your advice. And I went ahead with it. And look what happened. Nada. Nothing.
I thought you were going to give me an update then, as in a zoo's been in touch.
No one. Why won't people return my calls? I took your advice. You told me to run with it, which the whole, not run with the elephants, obviously, but my elephant reality TV show. You were like, yeah, go for it. Give it a week. Give it 2 weeks. I've given it a fortnight. No one's called me back. Oh, no one's replied to my email.
Don't blame me for the lack of elephant contact.
Your advice was to go for it. You were like, go on then, go for it, see how far you get. Well, I'll tell you how far I got. Nowhere. Thanks to your advice. Absolutely nowhere. Nada. Nothing.
Somebody gave me some advice.
Go on.
And it was that thing. He said, when you have a job interview, imagine mm-hmm. them naked.
Oh, don't do that.
So to all those that have interviewed me, no, it didn't happen. and to be honest, most of them probably wouldn't want to see naked anyway, to be perfectly honest.
Was that to combat nerves?
I think so, yes. I think it's that thing, isn't it, where you kind of... And then you kind of have the upper hand.
Did you ever try? Go on, admit it.
Only once.
Did it work? Or did it just make you more
didn't
nervous?
Work on him at all, no.
Imagine, you see, it might make you more nervous. You might not be listening to the questions, answering all the wrong questions.
Well, that's it. That's the problem. But you might be completely distracted and completely fail because of what you were thinking.
Yeah, you were thinking other things. And
Yeah.
You thought I didn't
take that advice.
No. Well, I failed as this week, Guy, to be honest with me, quite, because I was surprised at seeing so many people saying the same thing. Because I thought, oh, this will be a good one. We'll get some funnies, you know, the advice you were given and you actually took it, even though it was absurd. No, everyone's just saying about the whole got married thing and they shouldn't have done it.
Could I make a suggestion? And don't take this the wrong way.
Go on.
With the photograph...
Don't put a photo.
Just put a picture of a box.
A box?
Or just put a picture, like a picture of a suggestion box.
Me in a box? I've done that for magic
No, don't get in a box. Don't get in. That's my advice to you. Don't get in a box.
I can do it. I can do
what?
It. I've done it in magic. In yes, magic tricks. I've got in boxes. I can get in a box. If you want me in a box, I'll get in a box. No,
it's not that I want you in a box. I'm just thinking, because I look at the Facebook page and a lot of the comments are like, oh, nice dress, lovely dress, blah, blah, blah. And they're not commenting on what they should be commenting on.
So just the question, no more pictures, please. Right.
Just
okay.
See
so
what
I'll
happens.
I'll put a picture of you then. Joking, that's cruel, that's below the belt. No, of course. You've got lots of admirers, as you know, Gab. But no, I was thinking that, actually. Yeah, there was lots of nice frock. No one's reading
the question. No, they're not reading the question, no.
Even though I put it in capital letters. That's the end amen of our photograph. Well, my photographs, which I thought cheered people up, because that one was the Matthew Coast.
Matthew's Coast. I know.
The Matthew Coast.
Why? I tell you what, because they obviously like the photos, why don't you do the photos post when we've recorded the podcast?
Well, keep the photos going.
Because the social, you always do that, don't you, afterwards? It's after we've recorded it, we've done it, listen out, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. No, I think you're right, because, there was a lot of nice dress, pretty dress, yada, yada, yada. And everybody's answer was all the same. So it's just a total failure. And I love our question. To be fair, looking back through the questions, your question was the best.
Which one was that? I can't remember.
Neither can I. But it was really good. No, it was really... Do you remember that one you did? What was it? It was really good anyway.
I can't remember what it was. It wasn't that good.
All I know is the question you suggested, we got loads of comments. But it was that good. We're overwhelmed. We can't even remember what the question was. We'll find it. But yet I failed on the questions. So back of the class for me.
So I need to know...
Yeah.
What you've bought.
Oh, what I've bought. Right. Mm. Going back to things we've talked about in the past. We had a little chat, didn't we, about does entertainment or TV or anything influence our fashion buys?
Yes.
Right. Now, I used to do a feature a long, long time ago, the whole Challenge Andy thing. And if people saw something on TV or a star ad on or whatever, they'd get in touch with the station and I was given a week to find it or a best match or whatever.
Okay.
It was quite successful because they'd say, oh, I saw Liz McDonald wore such and such a necklace. So I'd speak to the wardrobe guys, whatever. And if I couldn't find the exact or the exact was quite pricey, we'd do a best match. I did... Never thought I'd say this, a Challenge Andy on myself last week because of something I saw on TV. Shocking. I know.
What was it you saw? Or give some clues as to what you saw.
Right. Now, you're probably not going to be able to converse with me much on this because you ain't got Netflix, have you? We've established that.
I don't have Netflix. No, I think we've
established that. You've not got Netflix. But you might have heard of this. You've heard of The Crown.
Yes.
Right. Now, The Crown have been... There's quite a few articles about there on The Crown. I've watched it from season one. Mm. And then I had a little bit of a break. And then because I wanted to watch the new seasons where we're going into, because I loved Princess Diana and whatever. Yeah. When I knew that was coming into The Crown, I started watching it. As I think us Netflickers do, really, to be honest. That's a word I've just made up myself.
Netflickers?
Netflickers. That's people that's, like me, isn't it?
Yeah, careful.
Who knows
with that.
What's number one? No, okay, maybe we'll come up with a different name. Edit that. So basically, if you've started watching a couple of seasons and then you might have a break and then a new season comes, what you do, you go back to season one and recap it all before you watch the new
season.
Right,
that makes sense. That makes sense. Yep.
So I'm there the other day. So obviously, I'm on to, I think it's season sort of five, and I'm five going into six and whatever. And I like actually the 90s look. I've got the 90s jeans, which are quite, the fit is different. They're like a light sort of bluish. The 90s girls jeans were a different cut to they are now. And I've got a couple of pairs of them. I like the 90s look. Anyway, I'm watching The Crown. I think it was like midnight. Maybe I did something an impulse, maybe I was just a bit tired, and there was a scene in it and Princess Diana's like, I think they're playing Uno or something, and she gets up to go and answer the phone and she's got like this white 90s t-shirt with Duran Duran and like a motif on, and I thought, do you know what, that looks really good, and I've only gone and found it. And do you know what the thing is, I'm not sort of a Duran Duran like diehard fan, but the t-shirt is actually from the 1984 tour, I found the exact... Obviously, it's someone making replicas, but it's coming from America. It's going to take weeks.
Oh, no. Is that the only one you could find from America?
In America, yeah. It's probably on a plane as we speak, but it's going to take quite a few weeks.
So then, in that case, when it arrives, that's going to be a social post. You wearing the T-shirt.
Yeah, good show, yeah.
And you could be standing there holding your rod.
A screws. Oh, my fishing rod.
Where is it?
That's not come.
Where's that?
Oh,
still in
Australia. So my T-shirt's in America and my fishing rod's in Australia. I never heard more about them, my fishing rod. That was off Paul Blamey, wasn't it, mate? Yeah. As a fishing rod.
Where's your fishing rod gone?
Still in Australia. Maybe they'll pay for us to go and pick it up and do the show from there. And then on the way back, we can go to America and pick up your T-shirt. Yeah. Challenge Andy returns.
There we go. I look forward to the next one.
What, my next challenge? Impulse buy. My next challenge,
next
yeah.
Next challenge.
Yeah. I'm up for all challenges. I might put that out actually, because that used to be quite.
That could be a question, couldn't it? We'll get people to challenge you to do something.
Might be quiet, and then we're a bit stuck, aren't we? It might be give us a break for a week, but no, that was actually quite popular. It was a little bit popular, so, and it was just literally, or it could be. I remember one. I'm looking for a pink duffel coat for my daughter. A lot of it was fashion related, and then it just got bigger and bigger. But yeah, we could put it out and see what we're challenged to, and see what's what.
And talking of popular things that people have got, pets.
Yes, I've been dying to do this for a little while. Have you got pets?
No.
Well, how can you play this game then?
Because I've had pets.
Oh. But that you've had pets.
That's okay. I've had pets.
You've had. You see, I just think. I mean, I've got my little Mindy Pops, who's just so funny. When you go out, if you're sat having a meal or whatever, she sits and does like this little begging thing, you know, till people come and pet her and that. And she's quite talented. But you only have to look, don't you, on socials, especially TikTok and this, that, and the other. The amount of videos that we spend time watching, and it's little dogs, isn't it, doing things, you know, they're either too cute or too funny. Every little animal's got their own little person. I mean, personally, I love donkeys. They're up there with my favourite. Have you ever had a donkey?
No, I normally go for a bit of roast beef.
Oh, that's... Sorry. Edit! That's cruel.
I thought you were going to say like elephants. Where did donkeys come from?
Well,
why did you do a reality show with donkeys?
I could do, couldn't I? Because I've been to, like, I sponsor donkeys at donkey sanctuaries and stuff, but I'm going to have my own little donkey. I used to say this to my mum, because my mum had to think, like, the plan was, obviously, before, sadly, we lost my mum and stuff, we were actually looking for somewhere else with a little bit of land, because I've done a lot for donkey sanctuaries and stuff. I love donkeys. Do you know what? They're underestimated, because they're so, seriously, don't laugh at me. Honestly, they're really loving. They come running to you like dogs and everything. If you had a donkey, what would you call it? Something really like, you know, I'd call mine Gucci. I had a little dog. I had a little dog called Gucci. Yeah, design a donkey. There you go. Gucci or Coco or Chanel.
Or Dior.
Dior the donkey. That's it. I'm going to write that down, because when I get my little donkey, and I'm going to get a goat as well, because goats are good friends for donkeys and that.
Why don't you get two?
Two donkeys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dolce and Gabbana.
Oh!
So there's your donkeys. So there's your donkeys. There's your new pet sorted.
Yeah. Dior the donkey. Oh, Dolce and Gabbana. Yeah, totally. That's what I'm going to do. But I just thought maybe we could put it out, because I bet you amongst some of our listeners all over the world, all over the UK and whatever, maybe we, how do we do it? Do they put pictures up like of the pets, the pod couple?
They can do it. I mean, just funny pet stories.
Funny pet stories. Anecdotes with pets. There's so much. There's what?
What?
Say that again.
Anecdotes with pets.
Anecdotes with pets. Yeah, there's got to be... Because we can have the pics, can't we? We can have the stories, the videos, whatever. Because as I say, you'll have seen them on TikTok and stuff, won't you?
Oh, everyone, yeah. There's the cat that does the high five when the owner walks past. Have you seen that one?
My Minty Pops does high five.
Oh, there you go.
But you have to give her a treat afterwards. She does high five. But not when you walk past. That is very talented.
That is talented. But in terms of funny pet stories, I do have a couple. So a mate of mine had a mouse once and he used to let it out of the cage and run around, which was fine. Oh. He was perfectly happy. Until one day he found that the the mouse had gone to the toilet, shall we say, right on his laptop.
Oh.
Everything soaked through the keys and ruined it.
Oh, poor mouse. Poor laptop.
Poor laptop. And the other story, and this actually relates to me, it wasn't my pet, but it relates to me with pets. So I decided to have a romantic picnic in the park.
Oh.
I'd bought champagne. I got proper posh sandwiches. I got dips. I got loads of nibbles. Kind of really went to town on it. I even bought the stereo with me. So obviously stereo shows how old this story is. and I put everything out on the blanket. It was all set. It was perfect. Just started eating when these two, I can't even remember what they were, but these two huge dogs came bounding over, followed by the panicking owner. These dogs just tore through the picnic. I mean, it was it's like they hadn't been fed for weeks.
Oh, my days. Were you scared?
Because we just jumped up and stepped back. I mean, it was total carnage. I mean, the owner couldn't apologise enough, but I mean, obviously by that time, that moment was well and truly ruined. But it was never seen things.
Was that first last date sort of syndrome?
Probably a last date, I think.
There's not a lot you can do with, I mean, forces of nature and stuff. And obviously, I mean, I don't know if you saw it on socials. I think it was about probably just under a year ago. I was walking through, I was with friends. I was with Amanda and her daughter, Amelia, very, very good friends of mine. Love and miss them to bits. But we were meeting up. They'd gone to Primarni or whatever. And I think we were meeting up at the Hilton in Liverpool just to go and have, I think it was Amelia's birthday. Mm. And I'm on my way to the Hilton and stuff. I know what I was doing. I was getting one of my tattoos done. I'd done that and I rang them. I was like, where are you? I'm on my way to the Hilton. Long story short, they were like, oh, we're still at Primarni. So I went to meet them halfway. And do you know what happened?
A donkey knocked you over?
No, it's even better than that. A pigeon cacked on my head. Right? So, honest to God, honest to God, it was loud. It was heavy. And I felt this. Aww. And I put my hands up and I was eating a twirl at the time.
Things you remember.
Yeah, I was eating a twirl at the time. So obviously, I'm in sheer horror and panic. And it's running down my hair like ice cream, right? So the twirl obviously got binned. And when I got to Amanda and Amelia and I put my head in front of them and I'm like, a bird is... It's on me head. It's on me head. And do you know what they did? Apart from laughing, they stood back as if they just didn't offer to help or anything. And so anyway, luckily, and this was on a Saturday evening. So 5 o'clock, things are shutting down. I knew that the girls from Tony and Guy, the hairdresser, around. I'm like, I cannot go and sit in the Hilton with bird poops all coming down my hair. So I had
not a good look, is it?
No, I ran into Tony and Guy and they were getting ready to shut. And I'm like, look, I don't want you to style on that, but please. So everyone's laughing in the hairdressers, even though they were shutting up, to be fair to the girls, they did wash it all out my hair. And people are saying to me, oh, you know, when a bird poops on your head, it's good luck. How's it good luck? Because it cost me 60 quid to get it washed out.
So there's this thing you've got. I've got this thing written in front of me. It says Handy Andy's tip.
Yes.
What is a Handy Andy's tip?
Right. Hold the line, caller, as I need to find. I just thought, because you've got your Fred's fun fact, which is each week you knock it out the park, right, don't you?
Right.
As you know. So Fred's fun fact, I thought, again, going back to, one of our sort of Yale radio days, I used to do just a little Handy Andy tip. Okay. And it can be anything to do with, it can be either fashion, they're mainly normally DIY or things to do in the home or whatever. And then you can just judge yourself.
Okay.
So I've got two for you this week.
Brilliant, two. Go on.
Right.
Then.
The first one is the tennis ball parking guide. Now, disclaimer, this will only work if you have a garage and a car.
Right. Okay.
Right. Now, what you do, you get a tennis ball, and you have. So, firstly, picture your garage, and you're going to drive into your garage because that's where you keep your vehicle at night.
Right.
So, again, you need a tennis ball, you need a piece of rope, you should have your own car, and preferably a nice big garage. So, we're probably sort of, talking about someone who's got a couple of bob here. So, get your tennis ball, right? Now, basically, what you do, you hang the tennis ball up So to park your car in a perfect position every time, hang the tennis ball from the garage ceiling so it just touches your windshield, or your windscreen, sorry, and it will show you precisely where to stop so you don't have to guess.
Right, okay. Yes, I thought you were going to say cut the tennis balls in half and put them on the wall. So you your bumper hits
you
the tennis balls.
You dangle it, and then the minute it touches the windscreen. Having said that, this might be a bit of an old tip. I have used this tip before, to be fair. But do you think the sensors on cars do that now?
I was going to say that a lot of cars have parking sensors that beep when you reverse.
Okay, then. So this tip is if you've got a tennis ball, a piece of string, a nice big garage, and a car with no sensors.
Right. Okay.
The tennis ball parking guide will
help. If you've got all those,
you.
This will work.
Yes.
Right.
Now, this one is one for this is for another handy-andy tip. The topsy-turvy door painting. Okay? Granted, to be able to do this one...
You need a door.
So it's if you're painting your doors.
Okay.
Disclaimer again, to be able to sort of undertake this handy-andy tip, you're going to have to know what a lag screw is.
A what?
A lag screw.
Okay.
And you'll also need a sawhorse. If you've not got
a sawhorse,
a sawhorse. You know them.
As the one that's been rubbed a little bit.
No, oh, see, he's on fire today. No, you know them. It's like a thing you put stuff on when you're building and stuff. So for this handy,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It might make sense. Here you go. Right. Here's how to paint a door without waiting for, because you know you normally wait for one side to dry before flipping it over. Drive one lag screw into the centre of the top edge and two near the bottom corners. Set the screws on sawhorses, paint, flip and paint the other side.
But aren't you putting holes in your doors?
This is what I'm saying. I think you need to... okay, you need to maybe research that a little bit, because I did sort of notice that when I looked it up. But I don't know what a lag screw is. Maybe it's something that doesn't leave a mark. I don't know. Maybe some of our builder friends or... Oh, we can ask Nicky, AJ. AJ is a carpenter who's done Nicky's... He's a proper joiner.
Can I ask a question that might blow this tip out of the water? I don't know. Wouldn't you paint the doors while they're on the hinges? Then you can do both sides. Just open the door and do the other side.
Well, why has this come up?
Seems to be making things slightly more complicated. Surely you leave the doors hanging and you paint one side and then you... open the door and paint the other side.
Yeah, should we scrap that? I like the sound of the topsy-turvy door painting, though.
So you've got to take the door off its hinges. You've got to
put it into this
cradle thing.
Yeah, which I'm going to ask our AJ about what is a lag screw. And I might actually check the sawhorse. I think I've probably looked at an American site for my homework. Because I'm sure we've got another name for a workbench. Do we call it workbench? It sounds like a musical,
a
doesn't it?
Bench.
Sawhorse.
I think you are looking at the site, because when you were talking about the tennis balls in the garage, you mentioned windshield.
Yes. So there's my handy Andy tips. You got two there.
Yeah, very handy.
Are they? No. Yeah. I get better as the weeks progress. Trust me.
I await that with anticipation. So moving on from Handy Andy's tip to Fred's fun fact.
Yes.
Now, we discussed pets earlier.
We did.
Do you know how old the oldest cat was to ever live?
40.
Close.
Really? That was just a guess. Go on.
Very close. So according to the Guinness World Records, the oldest cat to ever live was 38 years old.
Wow. Oh, Nicky will be chuffed. Oh, Maxie. Little cat.
Was called Cream Puff.
Oh.
Texas cat. Was born in 1967 and died in 2005. Was 38 years old.
Oh, wow. Oh, Nicky will love that fact.
But I've also got the oldest living cat currently living.
Oh, that's still... Oh, okay. Should I guess again?
Guess again.
29.
28.
Shoo! Close! Come on! Back of the net, referee!
So the oldest, the current living cat is called Flossie. She was born in 1995 in December. And as a kitten, she lived in a feral cat colony near St Helens Hospital.
So the oldest cat is up north? St Helens? Wowzers. Oh, I thought it was going to be another, like, Texas thing, but...
No. So
29?
Merseyside, yeah. So the question then...
Go on.
The question is... to work that in human years. So if the oldest cat to ever live was 38 years old, if you did that in human years, what would be the age?
Is it times 7 like a dog?
Nope.
Oh, it's not. What is
it's
it
not.
Then?
It's a rule that's 15-9-4. So for the first calendar year the cat is alive, it's 15 years.
Yes.
The second year of its life, it's 9. And then after that, it's a rate of 4 cat years per calendar year for the rest of its life. I don't know who came up with that, but...
Cat of Alderman.
So if you take the 15-9-4 rule in human terms, a 38-year-old cat would be 168.
Wowzers! Oh, do you know what? I thought you were going to ask me to, like, work that out then.
No.
Spot, make me look really stupid. A nearly 200-year-old cat. Oh, Maxie's going to get into his 30s. I just know it. But, and I think, because horses are the same, eh? Like, ponies, racehorses and whatever, they can go into the 30s.
I don't know.
They can.
I bet donkeys last longer.
Dolce and Gabbana, my new 2 donkeys.
There you go.
I'm going to get very soon.
Order them from America. They'll be on a flight soon.
My donkeys, you watch this space. Dolce and Gabbana, there'll be a post on socials of my donkeys.
Look forward to it.
Thank you.
The Pod Couple with Andy Mack and Guy Jogo.